This is 103.3 WZND's Bird's Eye View, here to give you a comprehensive look at the Bloomington Normal community's most important issues. Investigative reporting from the award-winning WZND News Team, here for you. Unbiased, engaging, and comprehensive. Bird's Eye View starts now.
Hello and welcome to the September edition of Bird's Eye View. In this month's episode, we're taking a deep dive into the similarities and differences between Bloomington and Normal. We'll talk about the history of Bloomington Normal, how the municipalities compare developmentally, what the minority experience in Bloomington Normal is like, the disparity in athletics between the two areas, what the community atmosphere is like, and what the quality of life is like. I'm your Bird's Eye View producer, Colleen Holden.
I'm your co-host, Gavin Broderick.
And I'm your other co-host, Ben Howell.
How are you guys doing today?
I am just doing great.
I'm doing good. I'm really excited to get underway with my first episode co-hosting.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. We have a great show coming up shortly, but before we begin, we need to take a quick break. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
News now on 103.3 WZND.
Welcome back to Bird's Eye View. This month's topic is on the differences between Bloomington and Normal.
Comparing and contrasting the twin municipalities required us to first take a look at how they both came to be. Not only that, I researched the relationships to each other and to our country as a whole. This month, I took a look at the history of the Bloomington-Normal area and how it came to be. Bloomington and Normal, Illinois are twin municipalities. Bloomington was founded in 1831, but long before that, the Kickapoo and Potawatomi people were the native tribes that occupied the land. Librarian at the McLean County History Museum, Bill Kemp, talked about how those tribes teach us about their history.
The Kickapoo helped us create a digital interactive in one of our five permanent exhibits called A Community in Conflict. That's an exhibit where we look at the issue of power and who used and abused power over time.
Bloomington and North Bloomington, later renamed as Normal, have great importance to our nation as well. Jesse Fell and this area were frequently visited by President Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln practiced law in Bloomington, and Kemp explains that the city saw one of the first Republican Party conventions.
And Lincoln Will in Illinois helped form this new anti-slavery expansion party that we know today as the Republican Party, and the party will be born in Bloomington.
With lots of combined history between the two, why not merge Bloomington and Normal together? Voters were raised the same question in 1970, with the choice to unify the two together. However, it was struck down with a nearly 2-to-1 margin. Kemp explains how these two municipalities came to be seen as two separate entities, despite being so close.
Folks in Bloomington have long looked at Normal as the college town, the sleepy suburb to the north. And folks in Normal have always looked at Bloomington as the more urban, the more cosmopolitan, you have more traffic.
Another imperative history lesson for Bloomington Normal is one of its distinguished universities. Created as the Illinois State Normal University, what now stands as Illinois State University, was founded by men like Jesse Fell and Charles Hovey, titans of development and education. University archivist of ISU, April Anderson Zorn, detailed how Hovey was chosen as the institution's first president.
When the school, this idea of the first publicly funded institution of higher education starts to be floated in Illinois politics, he really was already at the top of the list by some of those founders like Jesse Fell and some of those folks who were putting up the money.
ISU stands as the achievement of thousands of students and several presidents, one of whom the university would be recognizable without. Robert Bone was the 9th president of ISU, who was hired to continue its reputation as a school that taught teachers how to teach. Anderson Zorn revealed that he had other plans, many of which came to fruition and shaped the university into what it is today.
But in the back of his head, he was already planning for this institution to be a liberal arts school. He knew that that was the future. He knew that that's what we needed to survive.
While Bloomington and Normal can simultaneously be seen as separate and united governments, the reality is that they are truly neighbors. They have developed together and will continue to do so, being closer to a brother and sister than two opposing adversaries. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Ben Howell. Bloomington and Normal have sat on a major highway for much of their history. Before it was Interstate 55, it was Route 66, and so much of that history is intertwined. Men like Jesse Fell and Charles Hovey have their hands in both the town of Normal and the Civil War. Fell was even a good friend to Lincoln, and he's the one who personally suggested that he participate in those debates that gained him national recognition.
I loved hearing about the native people who lived here first. I think that too often we look over the people who were eventually displaced by early Americans. I also think that it's so interesting to see how far Bloomington Normal has developed.
Speaking of development, Luke Biondi from the WZND News team took a look at the developmental disparities between the two municipalities.
Both the municipalities of Bloomington and Normal are set on adapting to the shifting demands of the nation when it comes to housing and businesses. Normal Town Council member Kimberly Harris says the town of Normal recognizes that homebuyers are shifting away from preferring single-family homes, and she claims that the town of Normal is open to adjusting property approval policy to fit the market's needs.
We've been very open to different types of housing because there's different types of housing needs for our community with the increase. You know, part of it has been Rivian. Some of it is just the fact of what's going on nationally.
Harris also says that Normal has been seeing higher demand for new housing than new businesses recently, also due to national financial needs.
What's going on the financial side nationally with interest rates, and a lot of banks are trying to get commercial business off the books because it's showing as a lot of high debt on a lot of banks' books.
Harris prides her municipality's ability to adapt to shifting needs, and she says the town's openness to change has contributed to its continuous growth over the years.
We understand in order to grow, you have to evolve, and we pride ourselves on being a place that's not stagnated, and we don't get stuck in what we've always done is what we will always do. Mm-hmm. We go back and we reevaluate, and we make changes as necessary.
In Bloomington, Mayor Mboka Mwilambwe and his municipal government have recently implemented policies aimed at easing the housing shortage.
Back, I think in October of last year, has made some changes to our zoning code to allow in areas, for example, where you would traditionally commercial, to allow for some residential uses.
Mayor Mwilambwe says the city of Bloomington is proactively preventing excessive suburban sprawl, opting instead to increase density in already developed areas for a more cost-effective and sustainable option.
There's going to be a stronger focus on infill, because infill is a lot more efficient financially, because you go where there's already infrastructure and all you have to do is build.
In addition to addressing housing needs, the city of Bloomington is investing in multiple current and future public infrastructure projects.
We are just about done with the pool, O'Neill Pool on the west side, $50 million project. The library is a $25 million renovation.
The city of Bloomington is focused on providing residents with a high quality of life, as well as fostering an environment where businesses can thrive.
They can come and have their projects considered, and then and eventually have an opportunity to implement those. We're also providing the infrastructure that is needed for all these projects.
For Bird's Eye View, I'm Luke Biondi.
I think it's so interesting to see how the Normal and Bloomington governments are helping to remedy the growing population, specifically how they plan to solve the affordable housing crisis.
There's still plenty more to talk about today. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
News now on 103.3 WZND.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND. If you are just now tuning in, this month's focus is on Bloomington versus Normal.
Most of the student population in Bloomington Normal come from a more diverse city or suburb than the Bono area. Lexi Mugalu from the WZND News team took a look at what it's like to transition from a more diverse area into the Bloomington Normal area as a person of color.
According to a statistic from Data USA, people of color make up about 27.2% of the population in Bloomington, Illinois, with Black or African American people making up just over 9% of that. Because of the gap in Bloomington, many Black students find it challenging to transition into a community of predominantly white people. Illinois Wesleyan Black Student Union President Tyrene Sykes talks about his personal transition from New Orleans to the far less diverse city of Bloomington.
Coming here, the transition was, it was pretty hard at first just because it was an environment I wasn't, completely used to on how the culture was like as far as PWI life, but I knew it was going to be something different. And once I came here, I got involved and it got me to where I am now.
The NAACP chapter in Bloomington's mission is to eliminate the gap and provide resources for those with difficulty adapting to this environment. Having grown up in the inner city and having that firsthand experience of living amongst a diverse community prior to coming to Bloomington, NAACP Vice President Dr. Carla Campbell-Jackson talks a little bit about what the organization aims to do for Bloomington Normal.
So coming from these diverse neighborhoods and cities allows us to share our skill sets, right, ways to improve relationships, and ways to just really make the community more fortifying for everyone.
Black students are always looking within the community for organizations and businesses that can support them and that they can support likewise. Sykes talks about his experience when he first moved to Bloomington and his difficulty locating these resources.
When I first came out here, I didn't really think Bloomington had many resources for Black students. There's many resources that we are blinded to because it's not shared to us as much. But as we reached out, started to learn that there are many Black-owned businesses we didn't even know about.
The NAACP Bloomington Chapter President Linda Foster works tirelessly to provide resources and grant equal opportunities to those who have come after her.
We're concerned about how do we go about in ensuring that our Black children and adults have the same opportunities as those that have been granted it years before. So we want all of our community members to feel they are contributing to the efforts within our community.
Black people may make up a small population in Bloomington, but their impact and efforts reach far. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Lexi Mugalu.
This piece really makes you realize the potential culture shock you can experience from going from a diverse area to one that isn't so. It makes organizations that help minorities find community that much more important.
Groups like the NAACP and the Multicultural Center on campus serve such an imperative purpose in this area. It can feel so isolating and nerve-wracking to move down here and not being able to find support. Linda Foster covered it perfectly. It provides individuals the ability to strengthen relationships.
Strengthening relationships is also a prevalent aspect of athletics. Julian Voss, the WZND News team, compared and contrasted the athletics in Bloomington and Normal.
Huge rivalry between Bloomington and Normal for decades. With multiple high school athletes around the area, young athletes play against each other for a portion of their childhood. I spoke with Bloomington High School football coach Scott Godfrey on what it is like for young athletes to compete against each other for most of their lives.
Kids grow up together. Our JFL teams are integrated with kids that will go to, you know, any of the five high schools here in the city. So they grow up knowing each other and living near each other. The amount of great games that have been played between the two programs just kind of builds to that. So I think that's how you come upon one of the better rivalries in the state of Illinois.
Preparation for sports between Bloomington and Normal athletes. Scott Godfrey spoke on how he thinks Bloomington athletics separate from the rest.
I do think we have some of the most unique facilities, really, not just in Bloomington Normal, but in the state of Illinois. So I do think that's an absolute advantage. Our basketball gym is one of the best home environments in the Big 12. Our home football field with the turf and the stadium renovations, making one of the premier fields in the Big 12. So I definitely think, from a facility standpoint, Bloomington High School is ahead of the game for sure.
In the area, athletics have been a huge part of the community. Illinois State University and Illinois Wesleyan have different approaches to athletics. I spoke with former sports information director at Illinois Wesleyan, Stu Salowitz, about the past rivalry between the two schools.
Both schools, and I see people who go to games at both schools that go to Wesleyan, went to high school with kids that are either on the ISU team or go to ISU. And there may be a friendly rivalry. I don't think it's anything, would lead to, I can't stand them, like the Bears and the Packers rivalry or something like that. I think there'd be more of a friendly rivalry. And I also think that over time, it's just been, especially in basketball, two programs that have gone in different directions. Illinois State has at Division I, they have played outstanding competition and Division I schedule, and Wesleyan has played a Division III schedule. And it's just different directions. It's just kind of comparing apples and oranges.
Athletics will be a significant part of Bloomington versus Normal. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Julian Voss.
Athletics means so much to people. It creates memories that they hold on to for most of their lives. I feel like it's especially important on the collegiate level that we can put that opposition down and support each other when it counts.
Athletics is an important part of any community. I loved hearing about how these rivalries are innocent. It's not uncommon for a rivalry, especially a sports rivalry, to get out of hand.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
This is WZND's Bird's Eye View.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND. If you're just now tuning in, this month's focus is on the similarities and differences between the municipalities of Bloomington and Normal. So far, we've covered the history of Bloomington Normal, how the municipalities compare developmentally, what the minority experience in Bloomington Normal is like, and the disparity in athletics between the two areas.
We've talked a lot about the structures and organizations that make up Bloomington and Normal, but we haven't touched on the culmination of them or what all of these parts of our community mean. Our very own Colleen Holden talked about the community in Bloomington Normal.
A community can be built from a variety of different things. For the Bloomington Normal area, community is built by the fixtures in town that bring us together. Coffee Hound in Normal and the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington are the hearts of their respective communities. M. Zimmerman of Coffee Hound spoke about how this corner cafe cultivates a cordial community.
We also just love to have, like, really, you know, personal rapport with our customers in a way where they keep coming back and they feel comfortable and they feel welcomed here.
Doug Johnson of the McLean County Arts Center spoke about how his facility serves the community.
A lot of people will take classes here, and so that becomes an opportunity for them to make art recreationally. And that doesn't mean that it's diminished. It is recreation, and that the arts allow them the opportunity for recreation.
According to Johnson, it's hard to separate the Bloomington and Normal communities because of how intertwined they are.
Well, I don't know that you can very easily separate the communities of Bloomington and Normal aside from their municipal governments. It's so fluid. It's actually a lot of interlocking communities that overlap and mesh and ebb and flow.
In the midst of this fluidity is a population that's kind to the people and places that bring them together.
A really standout good story is we have a regular here who gets a 12-ounce extra foam cappuccino. I won't mention his name.
Yeah.
But he has taken pictures of all of the baristas' first pours, like when they first got steam trained on the bar. And he has pictures of all of them. And it's just really tender to see that, like, they care about us as much as we care about them.
While the employees of Coffee Hound got to experience their kindness reciprocated by the customer, the employees of the Art Center were gratified by seeing personal growth in their artists. According to Johnson, the yearly amateur art show is a major outlet for self-discovery.
It's been a great avenue for everyone from high school students to adults to submit their work and display their work and have their artwork, have their energies find an audience. And so I've had a lot of stories where people have participated in that exhibition in high school, and it validated their understanding of themselves as a creative person.
Bloomington and Normal may be towns intertwined by location, but their communities are intertwined by the places and people who care. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Colleen Holden.
Getting to see the impact these places have on the community and hearing how rewarding it is for the people who keep those places running was really a heartwarming experience. It's great to live in an area with such a tight-knit community atmosphere.
One of the most magical parts about living anywhere is the feeling that you're part of the whole. When you realize that you're welcome and you feel a sense of pride in that community, I've lived here in Normal for 3 years now, and I can say that this is home.
Community can be such a difficult piece to pin down. But Coffee Hound and the Art Center are just small parts of the Bloomington and Normal communities. What goes hand in hand with the community one belongs in is quality of life. Gavin Broderick from the news team took on this topic this month.
Quality of life is a subjective measure of how easy it is to live in a community, but one thing's for sure, crime negatively affects quality of life. Both Bloomington and Normal had dramatic increases in crime from 2021 to 2022, particularly gun violence. Police Chief Simington of Bloomington talked about whether that trend is continuing.
So I think we're, you know, one shooting, one violent incident involving a gun is unfortunate. We wish we were at zero across the board. That's what we aim to do in collaboration with our community. But all in all, we are seeing a decrease in gun violence, which is great.
Chief Petrilli of Normal said that the town is experiencing a similar decrease.
In 23, from the date range that you're referencing, January through, I would say even into June, we were sitting at about 50% decrease. Gun crime was trending down significantly. However, over the last 2 months, in the summer months of July and August, we have seen another slight uptick again.
Despite the uptick in gun violence, Petrilli isn't concerned.
A lot of times we do see kind of a spike in some of these incidences over the summer months, when more folks are outside and gathering and things like that throughout those summer months. It's not uncommon to see an uptick.
With Bloomington and Normal so interconnected, the question arises, what are the differences between the communities?
From a comparative perspective, I'm happy that we have a neighboring town that's as invested in community safety as we are here in Bloomington.
The differences aren't what define the relationships between these communities, rather their similarities.
Where Normal kind of has that, or is really known for being, the campus community, right, where we've got a lot of institutions of education, with Heartland Community College, ISU, but then I've seen that develop over the years that now, Normal has brought in Rivian, Bloomington has Illinois Wesleyan University, which is a fabulous, institution as well. So it's just a good mix.
It's not only the police chiefs who notice these similarities.
I can't really tell the difference, if I'm going to be honest.
I feel like Normal's population feels younger. Is like the biggest thing, whereas Bloomington's population feels a little older. There's people who be going to work, people, just like be doing them. Townies, I guess.
Even people who lived in Bloomington for over 19 years share their perspective that Normal is younger.
Bloomington seems to be, like, people more my age. Normal is more college-oriented.
This resident has lived in Bloomington her whole life, but recently moved to Normal. She shared her view on the differences.
Bloomington is more, like, old-school-type buildings. Normal's a lot of new-school-type buildings, newer architecture. So Bloomington has more history, but Normal kind of has a new, cooler scene to it.
Quality of life is subjective. It's nearly impossible to say for certain whether Bloomington or Normal offers a better quality of life. But one thing's for certain, whether you are looking for a younger populace or a more historical city, Bloomington Normal has something for you. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Gavin Broderick.
Those on-the-street interviews ended up being fascinating to see what everyday people are thinking on the quality of life. Overall, I feel like it nails down our message that we've been getting since learning about the history of Bloomington Normal. At times, they can prove difficult to distinguish, but other times, it's easy.
What we really wanted to nail down in this episode is that the communities of Bloomington and Normal are different, that it's not necessarily the businesses or the government that defines the municipalities, but the people who are in those governments and the people who made and work for those businesses, or even the people who just live here.
And that wraps up this month's edition of Bird's Eye View. Today we talked about the history of Bloomington Normal, how the municipalities compare developmentally, what the minority experience in Bloomington Normal is like, the disparity in athletics between the two areas, what the community atmosphere is like, and what the quality of life is like. If you missed any part of today's show, you can head over to WZND.com to listen to the full show right after this. And thank you for listening to Bird's Eye View.
This has been WZND's Bird's Eye View. Catch more WZND in-depth news every Sunday at noon with WZND's Second Look and Bird's Eye View. For previous episodes, find Bird's Eye View on the podcast tab at WZND.com.